With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Vice President Vance delivering an upbeat assessment of the Gaza peace plan.
If we do this the right way, it could create a model, I think, that could lead to other peace agreements all over the world, because it shows what's possible when you're willing to think outside the box and actually put some elbow grease to get it done.
Vance is in Israel now, meeting with Prime Minister Netanyahu and other top Israeli officials. President Trump figures the federal government, because of wrongdoing by the Biden Department of Justice, owes him a lot of money.
The New York Times reports the $230 million in damages relates to the 2022 FBI search of Trump's Mar-a-Lago property for classified documents and for the investigation into potential ties between Russia and his 2016 presidential campaign. But the president says he's not after money.
They'll do something nice with it, like give it to charity or give it to the White House while we restore the White House.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Republican Curtis Sliwa insisting that he is not dropping out of the New York City mayoral race, despite being offered a big payday if he did quit.
I was trained as a young boy, like many of you, that it's one person, one vote. I was never taught at PS 114 or Bildersee Junior High School in Canarsie that it's one person, one vote, but the billionaires end up picking who's going to be your mayor, and the political elite will make that determination. I trust the people.
Polls suggest the people will choose Zohran Mamdani over Sliwa or Andrew Cuomo. And this evening it is the second and final debate of the campaign. No indication that Senate Democrats are ready to end the government shutdown, but the GOP-led Senate will vote again today on a Republican plan to turn the lights back on. Wall Street, Dow futures down 34. This is SRN News. The president of a Catholic school rejects the Catholic Church.
Georgetown University was founded in 1789, 6 years after the end of the Revolutionary War, and is the oldest Catholic school in America. But the institution will next be led by a man who says, quote, "I reject the church's teachings on homosexuality." One might think this would disqualify Eduardo Peñalver for the job, but he's been hired as Georgetown's new president beginning in 2026. He is currently president of Seattle University. Michael Harrington reporting.
Jews in Israel are arguing over the potential end of an exemption for religious students from compulsory service in the military. The growing dispute follows a ruling last year by the Israeli Supreme Court that ordered the government to begin drafting ultra-Orthodox Jewish men into the military. There had been a long-standing enlistment exemption, and the debate isn't limited to Israel. Last weekend, thousands of ultra-Orthodox Jews demonstrated in New York. This is SRN News. Look out, Google. OpenAI introducing its own web browser.
ChatGPT Atlas now puts OpenAI in direct competition with Google. The new browser, launched on Tuesday on Apple laptops, aims to make ChatGPT a gateway to online searches. The company hopes the move will increase OpenAI's internet traffic and advertising revenue. Atlas will eventually be available on Windows, iOS, and Android, but it faces a tough challenge against Google's Chrome, which has about 3 billion users. Bob Hagner reporting.
Warner Brothers Discovery, the home of HBO, CNN, and DC Studios, has signaled that it may be open to selling all or part of its business. This development comes just months after it unveiled plans to split into two distinct companies. Warner Brothers Discovery says there's been unsolicited interest in all or part of its business. More details at SRNNews.com.